Which passages would you choose if you were devising a series of Bible studies on the theme of the temple? It was an innocent question from a young man I had just met at a conference for trainee ministers. I was about to start at college. Within 2 years, I would be let loose on a church, and I was far from ready. I had been a committed Christian for 6 years, but my knowledge of the Bible, especially the Old Testament, was very limited, which explains why my new friend's question unnerved me so much. I'd heard of the temple, but I did not really know what its significance was, and had no idea where to look in the Bible to find out more, so I stalled. Which passages would you choose? In the next 10 minutes, I was taken on a whistle-stop tour of the whole Bible that left my head reeling. We began in the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve did not need a temple because God's presence was everywhere, and travelled to the new creation, heaven, where once again there is no temple because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple, Revelation 21:22. Along the way, we made brief stops at the tabernacle in the wilderness, the temple in Jerusalem, the new temple prophecies of Ezekiel, the Lord Jesus Christ who tabernacled among us, John 1:14, literally, and the church, a holy temple in the Lord, Ephesians 2:21. I was very impressed. I had already completed a theology degree at university, but it left me unable to find my way around the Bible. There had been detailed analysis of individual books and passages, but no one had shown me how they fitted together. My friend, however, was able to travel through the Bible with apparent ease. It was as if he was using a map while I was left without any sense of direction. I asked him how he did it. He told me about a book that outlined the main elements in the story of the Bible from beginning to end. It was Graham Goldsworthy's Gospel and Kingdom. I bought it the next day and read it within the week. At last, I had the map I needed. I was still very ignorant about much of the Bible, but the framework was in place. Anyone who has read Gospel and Kingdom will see its influence in these pages. This is not an attempt to improve on that book. I adopt largely the same approach, but hope to do so in a slightly less technical way. My aim is to provide all Christians, from the new convert to the mature believer, with an overview of the whole Bible that will help them see how the different parts fit together. I hope the book will be simple without being simplistic. I want to put into the reader's hands the map that I have found so helpful. A Bible study outline is provided at the end of each chapter, and an extra one in the long chapter 4. These are designed for individual or group use. You will gain more from these studies if you or the members of your group read the chapter or the relevant half of chapter 4 in advance. I'm grateful to Richard Kokin, who first set me on the road, and to Graham Goldsworthy, whose book gave me this map. This material was originally prepared for talks at St. Ebb's Church, Oxford, Titus Trust Holidays, Spring Harvest Word Alive, and the FIEC CASTA Conference. I have benefited from the teaching of many writers and speakers in this area, including Sean Atkins, F.F. Bruce, Edmund P. Clowney, Jonathan Fletcher, Ian Garrett, Philip Jensen, Walter J. Kaiser, Simon Manchester, Mark Mennell, Alec Mateer, Mike Neville, Alan Purser, and Simon Scott. Very few good thoughts are new, and I make no apology for standing on the backs of others throughout this book. I forget where I first heard many of these ideas. If you recognize your back, thank you.